The White House is upping the ante in the rush to pass election reform legislation ahead of a key Senate vote. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to the grounds of Atlanta Clark University and Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, to make their case. There, Biden announced his new position on an arcane Senate rule that has let Republican senators block election reform legislation.
Today, I'm making it clear to protect our democracy, I support changing the Senate rules, whichever way they need to be changed to prevent a minority of senators from blocking action on voting rights. When it comes to protecting majority rule in America, the majority should rule in the United States Senate.
Last week, Biden and Harris spoke on the anniversary of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Now, less than 10 months before the midterm elections and days before the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, Biden is putting the issue in stark terms.
Hear me plainly. The battle for the soul of America is not over. We must stand strong and stand together to make sure January 6th marks not the end of democracy, but the beginning of a renaissance of our democracy.
Biden and Harris are supporting a pair of election reform laws, the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. They're a response to a wave of state measures aimed at making it more difficult to vote and give more politicians control over local election officials. 19 states have passed 24 such laws in the last year, according to the Brennan Center for Justice.
Their end game? To turn the will of the voters into a mere suggestion. Something states can respect or ignore. Jim Crow 2.0 is about two insidious things: voter suppression and election subversion. It's no longer about who gets to vote. It's about making it harder to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote and whether your vote counts at all.
Biden says if states can pass voter suppression laws with a simple majority vote, the Senate should be able to protect democracy by a majority vote, not the 60 votes needed to end a filibuster. Many advocates are welcoming Biden's fiery speech, but some voting rights advocates boycotted the event, saying they were protesting Biden's inaction on the issue in recent months. Cliff Albright of the group Black Voters Matter explained their position to CNN.
Now is not the time for another speech. And to be clear, we believe in using the presidency as a bully pulpit. We would have loved that the president used the presidency as a bully pulpit for the past 7-8 months while we've been fighting for voting rights, even getting arrested outside of the White House, begging him to do so. But at this point, we don't need another speech. We don't need him to come to Georgia and use us as a prop. What we need is work.
The White House has pushed back, saying Biden has been committed to election reform legislation. Biden says he's been working behind the scenes, but that was then.
I've been having these quiet conversations with the members of Congress for the last 2 months. I'm tired of being quiet.
The Senate can change its filibuster rule by a simple majority vote, by ending the filibuster, or by making other changes like an exception for voting rights legislation. Doing that would require support from moderate Democrats, notably West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, who has so far opposed changing the filibuster rule. Meanwhile, Senate leader Chuck Schumer plans to bring up a vote on the Freedom to Vote Act, and if it fails, he'll hold a vote on the filibuster by January 17th, Martin Luther King holiday. Vice President Kamala Harris says future generations will ask about this time.
And they will ask us, not about how we felt. They will ask us, what did we do? We cannot tell them that we let a Senate rule stand in the way of our most fundamental freedom.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.